public radio fans who have been pushing to block the sale of KPLU won a major concession from the two stations involved in that sale. The two stations are Tacoma-based KPLU and our own KUOW. Opponents of the sale are now getting a chance to try to raise the money necessary to buy KPLU. And that could mean that the Puget Sound region won't lose one of its independent newsrooms. KUOW's John Ryan spoke with our Bill Radke this morning about the latest developments.
Well, let me just start with a disclaimer. You know, it's never easy to report on your own organization. I got assigned this story last night, and I'm doing my level best to report fairly and independently on it. And in all our reporting, our responsibility as journalists is always to our listeners. So, you know, now that that's out of the way, here's what's going on. Ever since the purchase was announced in November, there have been lots of complaints by people who didn't want to see KPLU go away. And under the original deal, the University of Washington would buy KPLU from Pacific Lutheran University. KUOW would operate 88.5's infrastructure and their broadcast frequencies. Jazz would continue on 88.5, but the KPLU newsroom would be eliminated. And that had a lot of people upset. And their letter-writing campaign convinced station managers to try to pursue a sort of two-track option.
And what are these two tracks?
Yeah, the two tracks are basically the purchase that was announced last month is still going forward, but that deal could take 6 months or more to get final FCC approval. And until that deal is final, the second track is the community gets a chance to raise the money needed to buy and operate KPLU. And if they succeed, UW now says they will back off and let a community group, a nonprofit, run KPLU.
And how much money are we talking about?
We don't know what how much they have to raise, but the current deal is for $8 million, and then operating KPLU costs about $8 million a year more.
Okay, well, as we say every day, KUOW is a service of the University of Washington. Who made this switch?
This switch went up to the very highest levels at UW. I put in calls last night to PLU and UW spokespeople, and I got through to UW's Norm Arkins. And another disclosure here, Norm Arkins is on the KUOW Board of Directors. Arkins told me that UW President Anna Mari Kause was moved by the many letters and complaints she saw, that the complaint about the community not being informed of this secret deal, that the community never got a chance to try to save KPLU from being eliminated. And Arkins says now the two universities are negotiating the details of how to structure this unusual two-track deal. And he says UW is committed to giving the community a chance to purchase KPLU. And then last, he says they hope to negotiate this two-track deal with Pacific Lutheran University sometime this week.
John, thank you for that.
Thank you, Bill.